Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hey. My wonderful TV, how are you?
I'm great, but there's one problem. Have you seen Casey?
No, not since September.
Oh no, where do you think she is?
No telling. Last I heard, Jake's father let her outside, just after Jake left to New York.
You don't think anything happened to her, do you?
I can't be sure.
Well, I haven't seen her anywhere. As for my tall frame, she usually sleeps under me.
Hold on for just a minute. I'm the bed, and she sleeps on me most of the time.
Is she sleeping on you now?
I feel something on top of me, but I am not sure it's her.
Mr. Dresser, Mr. Bed says there's someone on top of him, but he cannot figure out who it is.
One moment. My camera seems to detect an animal's presence.
Oh, wonderful. So she's okay?
Let me take a closer look. Ah, something isn't right.
What? How?
Well, I am very much sorry to say that the animal on the bed does not resemble Casey at all.
Really? What do you see?
Well, this one has longer fur. Although this one is about the same size, it is of a different color. Also, it has stripes on its back, kind of like a skunk. As for the gender, I am not sure.
Don't tell me.
Yes, I am very sorry.
Casey, Casey?
Save your breath, she isn't here.
This is not good.
Please try to calm down. We'll figure this out.
I will try to wake the animal.
Be careful.
You don't know what this animal is capable of doing.
True, but I am still going to try. Hello?
Hi.
What the?
Did you hear that? It sounds like a female.
I am a female. My name is Monica. Manica Catalina.
Holy sh!
Monica?
Monica? Hi. You're alive. Are you the same Monica that ran away after Jake's graduation?
What are you talking about? I just arrived.
Monica Catalina. We don't know you. Where is Casey?
Hey guys, I might have a resolution to your problem. I am the webcam attached to the dresser.
Oh, Mr. Webcam, it is now that you decide to talk.
You know what I saw? I saw Jake's mother bring Monica Catalina downstairs, and I think, earlier in the month, I saw his father let Casey outside. She must have ran off. That's why Monica Catalina showed up.
So, Monica, how did you get here?
Well, I was picked up from a girl who didn't want me. She was moving to Florida.
Tell us about it.
Well, on Sunday, November 14th, a man and a woman came to the pet store where the girl worked.
So what did they do?
As they entered the room, I stared at them. I thought they were the people who were going to put me to sleep.
Oh, the miserable gas chamber. Horrible.
I know. So, they stood there for a while talking to my owner. Then, a man from the pet store grabbed me and put me in a cage.
How sad.
After he put me in the cage, he brought me out to the car with the man and the woman. Also, there was a little baby in the back seat. I was really scared of the baby.
I bet you were. That little monster could have ripped your head off.
I wouldn't want to think about it. So, they put me in the car and drove away. I was very upset because I lost my previous owner, and I thought I was going to die.
I'm sorry.
So, as we drove, I heard them talking to themselves. They seemed to be discussing my arrival.
Did you hear them say anything about lethal injection or the animal chamber?
No, actually, what I heard was talk about me living in a house. It was then that I realized that they were taking me home. So, when we got there, the woman brought me into the house and took me to this quiet area in the basement. I didn't give the conversation that they had much thought. I still thought I was going to die. So, as she brought me down to the basement, I thought to myself that I would be in a better place after death. After setting the cage down, she opens it, and I feel warm air on my fur. I tried to interact with the woman a little. She seemed very kind and gentle, so I let her pet me. Then, she left me alone, and I explored the room a little. Later, the woman came back down and grabbed me and took me back upstairs. I saw the baby running around and the man talking to a little electronic device, which was talking back to him. The woman put me in the man's hands, and the man began to pet me. He continued to talk to the electronic device. He said to me, "There's your new owner." And taking a look at the electronic device, I saw a picture of a man at a desk with a box of cookies in his hand.
Oh my God, if it isn't Jake. He's been gone for months. I wonder if he is going to ever come back.
I thought I heard that name, yes. And I'm not sure, but I think I overheard the man and woman saying he would be back in a matter of weeks or months. So anyway, I looked at him and thought, so this is my new owner. I am not going to die after all.
Well, we'll never know what happened to Casey. Monica, welcome to Jake's room. Great to have you.
Thank you.